Good afternoon. It's June 24th. We're working on step six tonight. We're in time and ready to have these defects of characters removed. Andy, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm Andy Diem, compulsive gambler. I think this step to me, it's getting ready, you know, to have to look at yourself, which is the work. This is where the work comes in. Again, you know, this is a step that takes a lot of hard work. So you got to, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but when I had to do this, I didn't have anything. I didn't have any character defects. So first I had to, you know, recognize that I do have character defects and a million of them. Then I had to deal with them one at a time. And it's quite revealing, you know. My biggest one, of course, was honesty. I couldn't, the life of me, become honest. And again, like I always say with all the steps, it's not something that I can do and forget about it. You know, I do it today, and tomorrow I struggle with honesty again, so I have to do it again tomorrow. And all the other character defects, you know, I can go down the list. But it's part of recovery, and once I get this down, I'll be able to cope better with my recovery. I'll be able to move along and feel a lot more serenity. I think once you do this step, a lot of pressure is off you. You admit you have some problems, and you face them, and you talk about them. You talk about it with your spouses. You talk about it with people in the room. I didn't know how to become humble. So I had to ask somebody, how do you become humble? You know, I didn't know. But I got a good answer, you know, and I got good information along the way. So, again, you got to do the work. You got to take it in and utilize it. And then, you know, and it does. It takes the pressure off you. So, very important step for me, and got to keep going over and over. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm Gary S., compulsive gambler, surrender date, March 23rd, 1997. You know, as I keep saying every step, you know, this is another surrender step, okay? It's surrendering to the idea that I'm messed up, and surrendering to the idea that I'm ready to face my character defects. All right, and it's another step, and something I haven't brought up in any of the step meetings so far. You know, like during my gambling, I think happens with any good gambling career. During my gambling on it, I closeted myself. I pushed people away. I pushed myself into the closet and in the deeper corner of the closet as time went on. And I didn't let anybody know what was going on, nor myself. And that's what happened at the end. I crashed because of all the emotional problems that I was building over the years. It just brought me down to my knees and crushed me on it. But, you know, it all due to the addiction of gambling and putting me into the closet, you know, nailing that door shut from the inside, not turning a light on at all right, and kept pushing it in. And building up character defects the longer I stayed in there. And to come out and to crack that door after so many years is a very frightening thing to do. I had no idea who I was or what was going on. You know, gambling was my life, so all that emotional stuff and all those character defects that I guess, you know, somebody they normal and doesn't have addiction walks through during their lifetime. I didn't, and now I'm coming out of the closet, so to speak, and not having a clue. And recovery, these steps was very difficult for me. I was blessed to have solid GA people behind me, and I was also blessed to have a solid therapist behind me. All right, that I could work in unison my program as well what was going on in my head, in my head, that I could be trained on my recovery. So, you know, was I entirely ready to have these character defects? Yes, I was so looking forward to this step. Because right before it, my therapist, we were sitting doing something, and we were talking about character defects and talking about some past stuff in my life related to family issues and, you know, all that stuff. And he did something to me and brought up something. I'm not quite sure exactly what it was at the time, but what happened was in my head, a hallway of doors just opened up, and those doors at the same time opened up and slammed, clang, 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 clang. There was like 10, 12 doors that opened up and slammed open on it, and it freaked me out because it literally happened that way in my head, all right? And he saw it, and he saw it early in a therapy session. And we worked on it, and then he got me calm, got me relaxed, and says, "We're going to work on this and work on each door, all right? Don't handle it all at once." So he laid the ground rules out for me so I could at least look at it at one door at a time, and it really helped me, all right? But in each door was these character defects of not so much like being jealous or envious on it. It was stuff that was just going on in my life that I just didn't deal with, all right, because of my character defects and because of being locked in that closet for such a long time. It was a different thing than to say, I'm messed up and I have to deal with my jealousy or some character defects. It was a lot more to it that happened to me because those doors opened up and each one represented something different in my life, and then I had to deal with it, honestly. So Andy's 100% right, and I think the message that's happening with these phone things is, you know, the recovery program is what we have to work on every single day, all right? And that's what the steps work on. And the first time that you're going through it, a la Jaime, you know, you got to take your time and walk through them, all right? There's no rush to it. You got to take your time walking through them. All right, and whatever time it takes you to do the steps in the first time around, that's your own journey and your own path on it. But once you do all the steps and then you go repeat them over and over, they really become part of who you are. All right, it's like lack of character defects and more of positive attitude. All right, when I see something pop up that I am envious or jealous of something, boom, I instantly recognize it. It doesn't take too many people to say, you know, Gary, you're kind of jealous at the moment. I don't need that too much anymore. Recovery has taught me, you know, to recognize my character defects. Okay, and the only thing I say about character defects, and I'll end with this, is we're humans. Okay, I don't think we'll ever get rid of the character defects ever. Okay, I don't know how. I'm not God, I'm not Christ, all right, I'm not an angel by far, all right, but these character defects that I have, the jealousy, the envious, you know, all that, that's just part of being human, all right. The quality of the person is, and what the quality of recovery is how you deal with those character defects and how do you apply them or how not to apply them. All right, but like in one's mind, you know, I can't stop the gambling thoughts in my head. In one's mind, I can't stop being jealous or mad in my mind. All right, my actions can do different, but my thoughts, I can't stop. I say that a lot. I'm a fine line between insanity and sane. A fine line, all right, because of all these character defects. So, great step, great stuff, and I thank Andy and me so far, and Jaime, it's up to you.
Okay, thank you. Please just say the step again.
Step 6, we're entirely ready to have these defects of characters removed.
Okay, great. Yeah, like you said perfectly, that it's another step of surrender. And I'm not there yet, but I love how you just shared. You know, my understanding of it is also that we all have, you know, character defects, and I'm grateful to be where I am now. You know, my last bet was on January 17th of this year, 2013. And I'm aware of when I do things, you know. What, you know, it used to be like if I was gambling and, you know, being selfish or, you know, saying a lie or just doing what I got to do in order to get down to the casino. Now, you know, that with those lies and manipulations were just, they weren't in, you know, my, they were just subconsciously done by me, you know, in order to fulfill my fix of gambling or whatever, you know, you may call it. Now it's just, you know, I'm aware of it. And like you said, I'm sure. And, you know, I see character defects that I have, and it's just such an amazing, way for me to go about life. So I'm not there yet, but, you know, to be in a place where I'm going to have someone to work on my character defects with me, which I'm sure I have tons. It's exciting, and I hope to be back here to share more about it next time around, or after that. That's all I have.
Right, hi. I'm just.
My name is Javi H. Compulsive Gambler, last October. So.
Hey.
All right. Number six, to my understanding, is being ready. You got to be ready to, I guess, get rid of your character defense. And from hearing it now, it seems more complex. It's not just knowing that you have character defects, right? It's actually doing something about it. And I think there must, obviously they're separate steps, so there must be a lot of resistance between knowing that you have something and doing something about it. You know, you come into a program and you know, you're first working on step number one, which is, you know, knowing that you have a problem and admitting to it that you're powerless over it. And the reason, like Gary said, it takes a year to go through that, because it does take a long time. You go through it and there's steps inside of the step, and you keep on going, you know, further and excelling in it. And it actually changes your life as you're going through it. And as you change your life, you understand it more. You understand it more. I think probably the same type of thing applies to number six, where you know you have a, now you pass number five, you know you have these character defects. Now what are you going to do about it? Are you going to go ahead and are you going to change your life? And each character defect can take months, can take years to go. And the question is, do you want to do something about it? Do you want to change? And it's a whole another changing process, and there's going to be a tremendous amount of resistance, because you already, you know, whatever your addiction was, or gambling, for example, you stop gambling, you no longer have to, you've done the most important thing of abstinence, and the change was really tough. You change your life around, and everything's going good. But number six, basically, he's telling you, you know, there's a lot more underlying issues that you have to take care of, and once you take care of the underlying issues, things are going to be better, obviously, but it's a whole other step, and, you know, each step in and of itself is life-changing, and it's very tough. So, basically, that's my understanding of it, from where I am as of now.
Good, Olaf. Thank you very much. We're going to talk more a little bit. Hugo, do you want to go next?
Sure. I'm a compulsive gambler.
How you doing?
Wonderful. So for me, this step, I mean, I'm also in another fellowship. You guys all know that, I guess. When I came to this step, I learned that this step was the step that separates the men from the boys, or the women from the girls. Like, this is where we grow up, and this is where we actually, you know, this is action. And I had a tough sponsor who didn't really let anything fly. And I remember we did our third step, like, we had this, you know, the third step prayer, like, you know, like, asking God to remove your difficulty, like, my difficulties. And in my mind, my difficulties are my bills, my mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, my friends, those are difficulties. But, I was told that difficulties are like, you know, gambling, my addiction, my, you know, my character defects, things that, you know, I can't, that like other people would see, and if they would see that these things were gone, They would know that something's working in my life that, you know, is bigger and better than me. And step six for me was after, you know, after doing this, like, you know, inventory of everything about myself and, you know, having a whole list of character defects after I thought I was this, you know, really good, nice person, I realized, wow, there's, you know, there's just a few things I have to work on. But being willing to, you know, have God, you know, remove these character defects is, like, huge, because I like to be, you know, I'm comfortable being that, you know, excuse my language, B-I-T-C-H, you know, I'm comfortable being that person that gets there, you know, gets what they want. You know, I'm a Jewish girl from Brooklyn. Why, you know, give me what I want or I'm going to be upset, you know, and I like, and I'm comfortable with that. And for me, you know, when I, you know, step six sounded like, you know, I'm going to let God remove all these things. Like, what's going to be left of me? And it turns out that, you know, being willing, really being willing and, you know, growing up and becoming that, you know, man from a boy or, you know, whatever, woman from a girl, you know, that's where, you know, the miracles happen. That's where the work came in. You know, this is like, you know, a lot of people say, you know, it's a selfish program. I think it's quite the opposite. I had to become selfless and I had to, you know, start doing things and changing things about myself. And it was uncomfortable and it was, you know, really, really uncomfortable. And this was like the growing stage.
Thank you. Okay. I'm just going to click this off.